ॐ ध्यायामो धवलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। After speaking about a person who has evam pravartitam chakram na anuvartayati hayaha aghayurindriya ramo mogham partha jivati, so a person's life is futile if we doesn't know the kala chakram, if he doesn't know the kala chakram, his life is futile. But if we know the Kala Chakram, then we will not be affected by the Kala Chakram, because we will know that the Kala Chakram is only an illusion, it is not real. So therefore, knowledge of the Kala Chakram is very important. And that is what we need. If we know the, if we have knowledge of the Kala Chakram, then knowing that karma is mithya, karma is not real, we'll be doing all karmas. We'll be doing karmas as yajñas, which will then help us in realizing the truth of naishkarmyam, the state of naishkarmyam, the state where there is no karma. And that state, how will a person behave in that state, is what Krishna says in the very next shloka. A person who has realized this state, what will be his mental thought, or how will he be behaving with respect to karma, and what will be his mental state? So karma is based out of desires of the mind. So a person who doesn't have desires will not have any thoughts in the mind. His mind will be calm. That is what Krishna says in the very next shloka. Yastvat maratirevasya.
Yastvat maratirevasya.
Atmatriptascha manavah.
Atmatriptascha manavah.
Atmanyeva cha santushtah.
Atmanyeva cha santushtah.
Tasya karyam na vidyate.
Tasya karyam na vidyate.
So karma. So we know now that what is to be achieved through yajna karma. So till now Krishna didn't really speak about what is to be achieved, what is to be attained through yajna karma, because he was just speaking about yajna karma with from the perspective of an ajnani. The way out is by doing yajna karma. Now here he clearly gives us the goal or the truth which is to be realized, which is naishkarmyam. We will see that. So the state of a person who has done yajna karma and who has attained that state which is beyond karma, he is doing yajna karma, like yajna karma automatically happens, such a person, yahatu, but who, atmaratihi, say a person who is always established in the Atman, thereby atmaratihi. So atmaratihi means enjoying in the Atman. That means rejoicing in the Atman. He doesn't enjoy any other activity. He is always enjoying the Atman. Atma triptascha manavah. Yahatu manavah. That which manushya. So Shankara here interprets this as sannyasi. We don't need to say it's not an external sannyasi, but it's a nyasvanithi sannyasi yo nadveshtena shochati. Narbhandho hi mahabaho sukambanda pramuchyate. So it's a antarika sannyasam that is meant here. So such a manavaha, such a sannyasi, atmaratihi, atman like he is always rejoicing in the atman. That means he doesn't go behind worldly pleasures. He doesn't rejoice in worldly pleasures. He rejoices in the atman. Atma triptascha, he is always content with atman. He doesn't need any other thing, but he is content with the atman. And because of like always rejoicing in the atman and being content in the atman, atmani evacha santushtah, he is ever satisfied with the atman. He is ever satisfied with the atman. That means like he doesn't go behind any sensual pleasures. So atma triptah and atma like atmani evacha santushtah, both are kind of same. So Shankara here interprets one and the other different. Like atma triptah means he is not indulging in feeding the body or feeding the mind. Whereas in santoshah, he doesn't, like it is santosham or santosham is generic. Whereas tripti is with respect to objects. So generally he is not going behind sensual pleasures, or like he is not going behind sense objects. That means santosham. And generally he is not he's content with whatever he has. He's content with whatever he has with respect to like food and other things in the world. That means he is there is tripti. And ratihi means like he is not going behind but rejoicing. So it is ratihi means from the with the perspective of enjoying the atman, not with respect to the world. So he is enjoying in the atman alone, which in turn means, why is he enjoying in the atman alone? Atmaratihi, because atma triptaha, he doesn't have any need from the worldly objects. Not only that, he doesn't have any need from the worldly objects, but he is content with the atman. He is satisfied, completely satisfied without worldly objects. That is what is said as santushtaha, atmanyevacha santushtaha. So don't get confused with those words. Like tripti is in a specific way with respect to needs, whereas santosham is generic, means complete. And tripti and santosham is with respect to worldly objects, whereas atmaratihi is with respect to the atman, with respect to activities regarding the atman. That is the difference between both. And atmanyevacha santushtah, and because of this, because he is an atmajnani, oh, he is not an atmajnani. How can you say he is an atmajnani? Atmakrida, atmaratihi, kriyavanesha, brahmavidham varishtah. Mundaka Upanishad says that a person, atmakrida, atmaratihi, a person who is playing with the atman, who is rejoicing in the atman, such a person does all actions, like whatever is needed, he has done it. So, krita krithya bhavam, he has done whatever is needed, and such a person is brahmavidham varishtah, brahmavid varishtah is. Such a person is a brahmajnani. So, since he is a brahmajnani, therefore tasya, for him, karyam na vidyate, not there. What karyam? Karyam means what? An effect. A fruit to be achieved or attained. So there is no fruit to be achieved or attained by such a person, because he has attained that by attaining which everything else is attained. So that means because he has attained the Atman, because he has attained the Advitiya Brahman, therefore there remains kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. Since he has attained the Atman, therefore there remains nothing else to be attained by the person. Therefore, karyam, there is no karma for him. That means, what is the goal to be achieved through karma yoga? Do yajna karma, that means nishkama karmam. Through that nishkama karmam, the state of naishkarmyam, where You don't have any prasakti for karma. Oh, Krishna says here that we shouldn't, like, he doesn't have a karyam. He doesn't have anything to do. To attain anything, any fruit to attain, but that doesn't mean he shouldn't do. We cannot do unless we have some fruit to be achieved or aspired. That's the reason why Vedanta says, though you are already the Atman, but the goal to be achieved is for, since you have forgotten the Atman, therefore you need to set the goal as realizing the Atman. Without that, you cannot proceed. You cannot do any karma without having a fruit, having a goal. Therefore, here, he doesn't have any goal means he doesn't have anything to do. That means he is in a state of naishkarmyam, state of karma-less. The state of state where no karma exists, or there is no karma at all, because he knows, he has realized that one Atman who pervades everything, who is a substratum of illusory karma. Therefore, he doesn't need anything. The same point like Krishna will be explaining in the next few shlokas, which we will see tomorrow. Namaskar.